I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff and people from our community. It's a treat, and it is a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Water into wine, feeling fine, Hallie.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you're feeling fine, Gray.
Well, actually, I'm not feeling fine. I'm in a lot of distress, Hallie.
Oh, no.
There has been some issues in Climax with my teens. In fact, there has been an outbreak.
What?
Yeah, of lesbians.
What?
We're just swimming in lesbians right now, Hallie.
Oh.
And I don't like to name names, but Selwyn Bigsby and Lana Del Raymond were caught behind the snowplow storage shed doing some lesbian stuff.
Oh, what were they doing?
Well, they were kissing. They were listening to Kesha.
Oh, no.
You know, wearing Birkenstocks with socks. So,
oh.
I'm just freaking out a bit.
Yeah.
I know. It just makes me feel like I'm going to black out and be sick.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
I know.
So what'd you do?
Well, Hallie, I did the only thing I could think of doing is I created a tribunal.
Ooh, what's that?
Well, myself and some of the other guys in Climax, we basically created kind of a council, a tribunal, and made all these ladies come before us and testify if they, anyone they knew, has ever done any of this leso stuff.
Oh, wow. How'd that go?
Oh, it was a total nightmare, Hallie. Out of the 200 teen ladies in Climax, 198 of them said, you know, they had done leso stuff. And I'm saying leso, not Lizzo.
Oh.
But, which is, I guess, also the same thing. But yeah, it was like the Great Lesbian Roundup, which sounds like a musical or something.
Oh, really? Is it a musical?
Apparently. I guess my lady friend, Jen Hatmaker, loves musicals, and she said that's one of her favorites.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, I'm thinking they all just, you know, realized that if one of them was going to be accused, then maybe it was just better if they all were lesbians, because we're not going to be able to punish them all. So I think they all just made it up. It was like the Crucible or something in there, you know.
Wow.
Like, hey, we'll all be witches. That'll be cool.
My daughter was asking me about that recently. She said, Mom, why were we all taught to be afraid of the women who were accused of being witches and not taught to be afraid of the people who just murdered them?
Can you imagine 200 witches hanging around, Hallie? I mean, it's like 200 lesbians. It's like Lilith Fair. anyway, it's just everything. It went kind of from bad to worse because then they started making fun of the name Tribunal because they were like Tribunal, tribbing. That's what lesbians do. And I was like, what is that? I've never even heard of it.
What's tribbing?
I guess it's how they like read each other's minds or something.
Really?
I guess.
They could do that?
I think so. Anyway, it's just, you know, cloudy with 100% chance of kombucha, if you know what I mean, Hallie. But it's fine. I'm going away with my lady friend Jen this week. So I'm just going to get as far away from this lesbian stuff as I can.
Oh, what are you and Jen going to do?
Oh, you know, I think we're going to go to a Brandi Carlile concert.
Awesome.
Yeah. How was your week?
What a week. Gray, I got interviewed by the police and I also had a clip of me on Fox 59 News.
Hallie, congratulations. That's huge.
There have been a string of burglaries in my neighborhood. It happens every year in between Halloween and Christmas. They start coming after your stuff.
Right.
And so they're trying to crack down, figure out who's responsible for all these, you know, intrusions, break-ins.
Right.
And thefts, burglaries, robberies. And so I went out and I talked to the cops. And when I knew the news was coming, Gray, I said, I am not ashamed of the gospel and we are to proclaim the name of Jesus.
Oh, I said, love it when you get a platform like that.
Yes, this is a major platform. And if I'm going to be on the news, guess what I'm bringing? The good news of the gospel.
Right, good news to local news.
So I kept saying that I was a Christian and so that, you know, people would understand that they could really trust my judgment.
Good
right,
idea.
Right. And so when I talked to the cops, I told them, I know who did it.
Right.
And we call him the Granger Stranger.
Okay.
Because I live on Granger Ave.
Okay.
And it's this guy who's always walking up and down Granger Avenue and nobody knows who he is. And he has long hair and he has a long beard.
Well, how do you know that he did it?
Well, because I'm a faith-based person and I believe that he did it. And when you're a faith-based person and you believe something, you see evidence all around you. And so I told the cops,
evidence?
I said, look at the evidence.
Right.
It is very, very clear.
What evidence?
He's the Granger Stranger. Nobody knows what he's up to, what he's doing. The more I believe that it's him as a faith-based person, the more I see the cut and dried evidence that it was the Granger Stranger. I said, you need to go talk to him. And then once the news came and I got a clip on there, which is really cool. My husband, Lance Labonte, he caught it on the DVR. It's so cool.
Oh, good. Put it on YouTube. I'll watch it.
And so on there, you know, I definitely said something about being a Christian on Fox 59 so that, you know, I can proclaim the good news.
Yeah.
And it just was a really exciting week. I just feel really proud that I can be a representative of Christ in my neighborhood.
So did they make an arrest?
Oh, yeah. They arrested every long-haired, greasy-beard guy within a five-mile radius.
Oh. Yeah. Kind of a witch hunt.
Yeah.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Just like God the Father authored the scriptures, our guest today is an author for our Father God. It is my pleasure to introduce my favorite writer, Condoleezza Campanelli.
Oh, thank you for having me, and thank you for not keeping me waiting too long. You know, I have things to know, people to see.
Oh, I know. You got to go check the bestseller list and see if you're tapping the charts. You're just, I feel like you're such an important person. You got, you're getting the message of God out there to people who need help.
So my book, my tome, if you will, used to say in biblical days, Self-Helpless,
okay.
A Guide to Being Your Best and taking responsibility for your own goddamn, gosh darn life. And that's about it. Because I have a big subtitle. Because, you know, I want people to read the subtitle. So I'm on all the charts and they would be like, oh, I get what that book is about before I even buy it.
Right. Mm-hmm. You kind of have the contents of the book on the cover.
That's what you have to do.
Oh, I see.
You have to in order to appeal to the masses. Because I'm interested in the masses. You know, I love you guys. I love the church, Jesus et al. But I will say, sometimes you got to go big. And Condoleezza is about going big.
So, baby. Condoleezza, this is just so exciting because I do think that a lot of people think, oh, it's a Christian author. It can't apply to my life because maybe I'm not in the church. But what you're saying and what I'm hearing is that you really have written a book, Self-Helpless, that can apply to anyone and hopefully even in that process, bring them to Christ, which I think is even more powerful because we have to have these things going into the secular world. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. For a change, just kidding. JK, as the kids say. You know, I use JK. I use LOL. I use them all because I like to appeal to everyone who is between the ages of 35 and 44, who has a lot of money, and who enjoys spending it on Condoleezza's book, Self-Helpless, big subtitle insert here.
Yes.
I do have to follow up too, because where did you get this awesome book published? Because I just think we've got this advanced copy here, and it just is so, I would say, I've just never felt paper like this.
Okay.
You know, paper, it's just like an interesting paper. It kind of feels like almost like tissue paper almost, but like a little bit lighter.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I said, Condoleezza, search your soul and that of everyone else's and do what you need to do. And I said, I do not need approval from a big publisher. Mm-hmm. No, right. I do not. Mm-hmm. I've accomplished enough. Mm-hmm. Christian author. Mm-hmm. I've been very close to the Christian bestseller list. I've been close. Okay. I've been very, like, next door in a way, like the neighbor, the poor neighbor. Now I said, I don't need a big publisher. Condoleezza needs no one's approval but my own.
Yep.
That's self-help to me. Okay. So I went to a little publishing house called Self-Publishing House.
Ayo.
Did it myself.
Awesome.
Yes, I did.
I love that.
I did. I did everyone but print it myself. Like, remember the monks in the old days when they used to write that on the Gregorian? They wrote the Gregorian chants on a very thin paper, if you will, with a leather-bound volume. I was as close to that as I could possibly get. It's all going back to one's roots.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And you got to do that so that you can guard the material. Because I'll tell you what, Condoleezza, if you had turned your manuscript over to one of these major, a Harper Collin or a Penguin book or something, you know what's going to happen is the same thing that happens in Hollywood. These producers, they make everything about sex because guess what? It sells. And they just want to just turn the word of God into, whatever their wicked schemes are. I don't even know.
Yes.
Yeah, absolute trash. And see, I think here you are in the self-help industry. It's a huge industry. You got every Real Housewife and reality star saying that they can be a life coach or teacher, a counselor, a therapist, a self-helper. You got the Goop girl, Gwyneth Stefani. She's trying to sell you all this stuff and teach you where your cooter is and stuff. And, and we need real Christian women to create God-honoring self-help techniques. And I've read Self-Helpless from top to bottom. I've read it twice, Condoleezza, and I'm a huge fan. And I found it incredibly helpful.
That makes me so happy. And I feel like if you guys and your show reach others,
yeah,
like outside the typical Christian community,
yeah,
I mean, do you think they would be enthused about this type of help? Because, yeah, there's Jesus, yap, yap, Jesus, blah, 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 blah. We've all heard the meme of the Gwyneth, the one with the climates, the girl with the climate change, blah, blah, blah. But we also want to appeal to the ones that the housewives also appeal to.
Right.
You understand me? I need to break out. Sometimes people aren't understanding. I need to break out.
Oh, I think you need to break out into song, sister.
I do.
And I hear you. And what I hear you saying is that God bless the Christian market. We want all the Christians to read it, of course. But if you cross over into, you know, getting on the New York Times bestseller list, you're going to reach a wider audience for Christ. And that's what we are into. Yes, you'll make millions of dollars by selling lots of books and all that, especially because you self-publish. You won't have to share any of those profits.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen, and what I know your heart is really leaning toward, is just getting the word of Jesus into more people's hands.
It's yes, that's somewhat it. A little, yes, maybe no, a lot. Okay. For sure.
So, Condoleezza, I wanted to ask you about a few of the chapters. I'm kind of looking through the contents here. And this first chapter is called Forbidden Fruits. And then I guess there's a long subtitle here, How to Control Your Fast and Furious Eating for a Lifestyle of a Person on the Go, comma, and What I Did to Control It, including Fasting, Dieting, and Surgery.
That's a great subtitle.
Yes. So,
that's a great subtitle.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of know.
The chapter.
Right. Yeah, I guess I do kind of know what the chapter is about now. Is there anything you wanted to add to that?
No. You know what? I feel as if people could just skim the table of contents.
Ooh, yeah.
And they could say, I have learned from Condoleezza. She is a giver who keeps on giving.
Yes.
And that's what they don't understand, is my entire life is giving. So really, when is the taking supposed to begin for me?
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, because...
Okay!
Which is the title of the
second.
Oh, which I guess kind of applies to the second chapter, Givers and Takers. Oh, I guess there is a subtitle here too, which is, when do
I get don't
to
give it all away. Don't give it all away.
You need to buy the book, Gray.
And also, she understands me. And I'm going to say this. I love this show, but she gets it. And I will say that, you know, on the Kindle, which I refer to as the devil's playground.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because you can download a sample. And that means that people could steal my subtitles, my table of contents, my first 10 and a half pages, and they don't have to pay me. I don't do the devil's playground.
I don't care
so,
for it.
No.
Is there anything to the idea of maybe not making the subtitles so long that people aren't basically getting to read the book for free?
Well, I also have a chapter you might enjoy, Gray, called Mansplaining, Why Not to Do It to the Guests That Are on Your Show at This Time of the Day, because sometimes that's offensive and maybe that woman is trying her best to keep her weight off.
Ooh.
Because it's been a long struggle.
Such a specific title.
For me to have this relatively stable figure.
Well, you know,
period.
Your body is banging, and I will tell you that right now.
Well, you know, Condoleezza, the first thing I did think when you came in the room is this is a person who is got things under control, is stable, seems successful. And what I'm hearing is I guess I'm just going to double down on that and say, like, these were all the things that I kind of felt when you came in.
But you know what I thought when
I have a feeling, you know what? I've become an expert. There's a chapter. It's chapter 73, and it is called How to Read Through the Lines of What the Passive Aggressive Are Trying to Say About You Currently Now That You're Sitting in the Room, and they maybe got a chance to get you know you and see that you do have some flaws and possible anger, comma, that you let out Christianly wise.
I love hearing the punctuation. That helps.
Well, also just the amazing that you can remember those chapter titles.
Well, I do want, I'm so happy. I just feel such a kindred spirit with Condoleezza because you know what? You have explained to me, Gray, that mansplaining is when guys know the right answer. And also my husband was explaining to me manspreading is a condition in which men, they don't mean to push you into your chair, but they have to open their legs that wide or they can sustain internal damage to their genitalia, their inner organs and yes. all of this stuff. And so these poor guys, you know, we have to just really give them a wide net of grace, I guess. But here's the thing, Condoleezza, before we leave the weight loss chapter,
yes.
I just want to say that you're my hero because you have some kind of willpower. You're tapping into something because if I'm going to be honest between you and me and the lamppost, all I want to eat, to be honest with you, is a fettuccine Alfredo, a breadstick dipped in some oil and Parmesan cheese with a little balsamic thrown in. I want cheese. I want bread. I want pasta. That's all I want to eat. And then I feel terrible about myself. I feel like my body, I have to always have the lights off. I don't even look down when I'm in the shower. I use a very thick loofah so I can't feel anything. I mean, how do you transform your body the way you have?
Well, here's what I feel. Having cut out 90% of my stomach so I can't eat like I have 5 rectums anymore, I have developed amazing self-control.
Wow.
Hence the title Self-Helpless. I helped myself by hiring a doctor to take the easy way out and cut out my organ. And speaking of organs, I just want to dial back for a second to where you talked about man spreading.
Okay.
That is why I am divorced.
Oh,
now, I know that's not approved up in the Christian faith.
It breaks the heart.
But, however, people who are on the outside of the Christian faith enjoy books by divorced women. Hence, I have the chapter, Why I Divorced My No-Good Lazy Husband Who Wouldn't Leave the House Because He Has Balls the Size of Cabernet Goblets. His nutsack, if I can say that on your show, I'm trying
it's
to not use
term.
Disgusting.
Okay.
It is in the Bible. Uh-huh. The nutsack was in Revelations, by the way. I know things.
Awesome.
Nutsack, his was very enormous. It looked like one of those things that one of the hobos of the old days on the train would tie on a stick and put it over his shoulder.
A bindle?
Now that, a bindle.
A bindle.
He had a bindle swinging between his legs.
So that's why I said, no more with the husband and I'm divorced, which by the way, I think divorced women make up most of the New York Times bestseller list. So I'm just putting it out there by the book.
Wow.
It's so fascinating. And I just do want to circle back to this idea. So really the thrust of Self-Helpless is that it's a self-help book that you're saying you yourself really can't do anything.
Yep.
And that in order to help yourself, you've really got to put that focus on someone else to help you out of whatever problem you're in, be it a
100%.
Doctor.
100%.
Okay.
100%. I even took it upon myself to finish your sentence because... yes, I'm impatient, but the other part was you shouldn't have to finish your own sentence.
Okay.
I should be able to swoop in and help, like swoop in like a bird of prey or maybe the bird of paradise.
Ooh.
Or maybe just a bird.
Mm.
And I feel as if we have no control. We can't help anything. We have to put it in somebody or some entity's hand. And just, I'm going to put it out there. Read the chapter. Wait, let me think which one it is. 103. Chapter 103 is Blame Everybody Else.
Mm.
That's probably the shortest chapter I have.
I love
that. That's great.
Oh, wow.
And it's just amazing because I think the book's only about 140 pages as I'm counting here. It's so many chapters.
And over 100 chapters. That's awesome.
I kind of look at it as essays or little, what do they call those? Novelettas? Or what do they call those? Telenovelas? By the way, I very much appeal to the Latinx.
Oh, cool.
I do not have it printed in Latinx,
okay.
But I plan to in the future. If once I learn Rosetta Stone.
Wow.
And Condoleezza, on the back page, a really nice photo of you here on your author page. It says that you had a long career in journalism before you got into the whole self-help thing. What does a long career in journalism look like?
Oh, well, you know, I don't. It's something I don't talk about much because one three-letter word, S-I-N.
Oh. That's a doozy.
Sinners. Oh, ye sinners, get back. I'm sorry. Sometimes the song just takes over.
Yeah.
I would say having worked in the rock and the roll, publishing end of the business, the journalism. There was the cocaina.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The Mary Jane.
Okay. I've never met her.
All of this. I've never seen such turbulence in lifestyles. I could not participate anymore. Therefore, I blamed them, got out of them with a small lawsuit, and here I am. Self-published author.
But a rock and roll journalist, I mean, well, you're the one to ask, I guess. Why is sex and drugs always so synonymous? You hear sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Why do they go together all the time like this trio or this trinity?
Well, I will tell you, I do not have much of experience in those other areas, the sex nor the drugs. I will tell you, I possibly, because at the time, I wasn't the great beauty, the slender, lithe, gorgeous woman you see before you. I was a large battle axe. And I will tell you that when I was interviewing the rock bands, whether they were the Blackie Lawless from Wasp, the Ozzy Osbournes, the day he got out of rehab, well, I will tell you, they never tried to stick it in me. And I might say I have worked through the resentment in chapter 472 called How to Not Get F***ed by a Rock Star.
Wow.
No subtitle.
It needs no subtitle, baby.
Well, I will tell you, there was a moment I knew I had to retire from that most hedonistic business.
What was the moment?
When I had to interview the great stars, Night Ranger.
Whoa.
And the number on the hotel door, they were in room 666. Oh.
Get out of here.
I took that as a very subtle sign.
Uh-huh.
Then, the next night, having not heard enough of the sign, I went to see Iron Maiden.
Oh, no.
Are you aware of Iron Maiden?
I've seen a t-shirt.
Well, their big hit is 666, the number of the beast. May I say, I don't need to be hit in the head twice.
Same.
Even though I did that day.
Oh, you were hit.
And I said, I was, well, the first thing and the second thing that happened, I'm mansplaining to you now, Grace. See how you like it. Remember, chapter 73, that one's for you.
Well, that was my follow-up question because I don't like to bring up personal appearance, but I did notice the dent on the side of your head, and I wondered if that was from an accident or if that was just part of your look now.
You know, the dent on my head is because I watched a beautiful documentary on Netflix about this wonderful pastor who only allowed thin people in their church.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a dented head of hair if I ever saw one in my life. And I said, this is a congregation I can get behind. So the thinner you are, the closer you are to God, the more dented your skull, the more Jesus welcomes you, because that dent fits right next to his little breast, that little breast where he puts his arm on the ham hock arm over you. That's at least how I picture me and Jesus mating.
Just nuzzling right into his armpit.
And so you put the dent there, or was the dent there and you just accepted it?
The dent was actually a homage to this wonderful pastor.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Because I thought maybe you were born before the time where you see now these babies wearing these like skull helmets because they're born with a cone head or whatever. And the parents are like, we got to shape that thing or ship this thing out. But like our generation, we didn't have the helmets. We didn't have any of that stuff. They were dropping us on our heads out of the Piggly Wiggly shopping carts. And look at us. We're fine. We might have a dent or two here and there. But hey, it's the crack in the Philadelphia Bell that makes it special, huh?
Oh, that happened. To be the chapter about travel.
Word for word?
150%. It's the crack that's good. You know, a lot of these disgusting people think that part is about gay men because gay men enjoy a crack, if you know what I'm saying. I'm not going to be too explicit on this show.
Wow.
But I will say it's the crack that makes it good. That could also be misunderstood probably to be about drugs too.
Yeah,
I really might rethink that chapter, but since it is self-published, I do print them at my home. I am probably going to rip that one out.
I'm sorry to circle back to this. I'm still a bit confused. Is the dent something that you put there?
Why am I finding this is not enjoyable to me anymore to hear you speak? You know what it is? You know what it is? Have you heard of forceps? Do you know what forceps are?
Yes, they have to put it up the woman to pull the baby's head out of the birth canal.
Yes, the reason I bring that up is because it did not happen to me.
Did you have any children with your body?
Next question.
Now, I also read something so interesting when I was getting ready to talk to you, because I was so excited to talk to you, that before you got into self-help, you did some power lifting. And I saw some pictures of you all greased up in a bikini, showing your muscles and lifting these barbells above your head. And I said, this girl is not someone to mess with.
Ooh, they all had to stay away from me back in the day. Muscles Marinara, that was my stage name.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I have some Italian blood in me and I'm not afraid to show my sausage. Oops.
Oh, wow. Well, I think marinara is awesome. I was going to say, if you ever pick it up again, you should be a lot of focaccia.
Ooh, I would like to go back to your question about your food.
Yes.
We sadly, and erroneously, probably something your co-host did, derailed my thought, because I do not blame myself.
I don't know if it was me, but...
Your question about food was interesting.
Yeah.
You listed many foods you're attracted to.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Really?
I think that's terrific. What you can do with that food, there's no such thing as good food and bad food. You're clearly a thin woman. How many stone would you say you are? Because I could tell by your co-host, he has that pretentious English accent, and that he clearly probably has adopted just to sound smarter than us women. So, I'm not a man hater, I'm just saying that is a thing that they do. So, you're quite a thin gal, yes?
Yes. Well, I was 200 before my breast reduction. Now I'm 180.
That is fantastic. That's what we in the fat world call anorexic.
Oh,
you are tiny. You are fantastic.
Oh,
you are a mere slip of a girl. So you eat what you want, one bite of each thing, and then possibly if you like, spit it out. But that's all in the book. I can't give all my diet tips away.
So you can still taste it. You just can't swallow it.
You know what it should be like? Do you remember the original Willy Wonka with Gene Wilder, the poor man who was ripped from us too soon by the cancer?
Oh, that's right.
Remember there was a chewing gum Willy Wonka was developing where you could chew it and taste an entire roast beef dinner. And unfortunately, that fat whore, if I can say, Violet Beauregard, decided she was going to enjoy it ever too much. And God punished her and blew her up into a blueberry. And she was rolled off by Oompa Loompa Dooba Dee Dee. I've got another da da da. That?
Yes.
Well, I don't know where I was going, but we need that gum.
That book was banned in Australia because he's basically a child murderer, if you think about it, Willy Wonka.
But what is really wrong with that?
Good point. Well, this has been really just really wonderful.
Incisive. Interesting.
Yeah. And I just,
insightful, like very smart.
Yeah. You know, I just,
patient, kind.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, after all that you've seen and all that you've been through, I think it would be important for people to know, what is your relationship like with Jesus in Christ specifically? Because I just think he's the one really, and I'm looking here at the end of the chapter where you've got the very last chapter, you've just got one page that says, it's called Jesus, and then I guess the subtitle is Nuff Said, which is kind of a fun old phrase I haven't really heard in a long time. But Jesus, Nuff Said. And I think that really speaks volumes to people. Could you just speak a little bit about that?
Well, to quote a very sacred scripture, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. But as my other hero, who's kind of my female Jesus, Glennon Doyle says, ain't nobody just selling books to Christians. Let's get secular, bitch!
Condoleezza Campanelli was played by Lisa Lampanelli. My goodness gracious, she is a hoot and a damn dream, I tell you. Check her out being infinitely hilarious on her podcast, Losers with a Dream, and follow her at Lisa Lampanelli. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Grey Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.